The last time the United States launched an air war, it was against Serbia, and the results were stunning. Slobodan Milosevic, then president of Yugoslavia, withdrew from Kosovo. Not long after that, Milosevic was out of power, and not long after that, he was in custody in The Hague. Now, a remarkable sign of the times, the Serbian Prime Minister, Zoran Djindjic, is in Washington, where he's received President Bush's support for easing most of Serbia's foreign debt. As for parallels with the Afghans, who are now on the receiving end of U.S. air power, Mr. Djindjic doesn't see any.
No, I don't see the comparison between problems in Balkans, in Serbia 2 years ago and now with world terrorism. I think we are facing now new phenomenon with world terrorism. It is maybe one bad news and one good news regarding Balkans' position now. Bad news is that Balkans is not so important for the world affairs, but good news is it's not so important because we are not cause for trouble. And it is first time in the history that we have trouble in the world without our people involved. Mm-hmm. And now, first time in the history, we can say, you can count on us. The terrorists will not come from Balkan, from our country, and we will take control over the extremists and radicals in our region.
Yugoslavia, of which Serbia is by far the largest of the two remaining republics, is at odds right now with war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte over surrendering defendants for trial at the tribunal in The Hague. The Federal Constitutional Court of Yugoslavia says that legislation is needed governing extradition. I wonder, in your view, is the Yugoslav Federal Court actually interested in legal process, or is it simply trying to limit the prosecution of alleged war criminals?
I would say the second. I would say they are trying to block our democratic processes and integration to Europe and the world, and most of them are Milosevic people. We are in a transition. We don't have new institutions still now. We don't have new constitution, and we have many people from Milosevic period in important places and important institutions. But we will do what is necessary to do to develop democracy.
Kosovo is now administered by the United Nations and by NATO, effectively. For how many more years do you think it should be under this form of international administration? And what should ultimately be the position of Kosovo with respect to Serbia and Yugoslavia?
I think realistically that in the next 3 years we will have some decision, because we have elections now in November, and in this constitutional legal framework it will last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And something should happen after 3 years. And in these 3 years we will have two options. One is integration, to try to find compromise with moderate Albanians for European integration of this region. And second is a further disintegration. It means new states.
Independent Kosovo.
Independent Kosovo, but not only Kosovo, part of Macedonia. Then it's a question to Albanian states, what will happen with Albania, South Serbia. Then what will do Serbs in Kosovo? They will not accept independent Kosovo. And I think the third would be not to resolve the problem. But I think the time is working against us, and we should resolve the problems in one or other way.
Serbian historic nationalism proved such a catastrophe for your country since, throughout the 1990s, with the wars with Croatia and Bosnia and then the bombing over Kosovo. Is it still vitally important to all Serbs that Kosovo remain part of Serbia? Or has that part of the Serbian self-image changed over all the wars in the Balkans of recent years?
It is important for the Serbs to have the future, and the territories are part of collective identity, but not the heart. We lost our youngsters, we lost our economy, we lost our national force by trying to protect some territories. And I think we should be realistic as nation, and we have time in the next 2 or 3 years to discuss what are our priorities. And if our priority is to develop economy and to bring our people back from the world, our young people went in the last 10 years. And
they emigrated, and yes.
Emigrated,
get
yes.
Get them to come back, yes.
If that is our priority, then we will see how to fit Kosovo and Montenegro and other issues in this priority.
Well, Prime Minister Djindjic, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Zoran Djindjic is Prime Minister of Serbia.